I know this is the thing. People on Twitter have been like, oh my God, people haven't taken their Christmas lights down yet.
You still have your Christmas lights up, don't you?
What? We have
it
our Christmas
January
lights up.
It is January 12th and you still have your Christmas lights up.
First of all, I love Christmas lights and I feel like it's a shame to take them down.
You
so
haven't
soon.
Even tried to hide it like Fatty did where he's like, oh, I got these blue lights out in my bushes. I'm just going to keep them for, because they look very patriotic. I'm just going to keep them out there so I can have them for all these holidays. He's like justifying not taking the lights out of his bushes.
But also, Mark was
that
not
plastic
able
Santa,
to...
I'm going to put camouflage on it for Veterans Day, and I'm going to put some more. He's going to put a gun in his hand. It'll be great.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I got these blue lights out in my bushes. I'm just going to keep them for, because they look very patriotic. I'm just going to keep them out there so I can have them for all these holidays.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4022. I say chew. Oh, the BFO for Wednesday the 5th of July 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. There was something in the Villa mailbox, and I got a few things I want to talk about.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, good morning.
Good morning, Big Fatty, and Poodle too.
Good morning. Yes, Big Fatty, good morning to you. Fifthers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your fifthers today, because yes, Big Fatty, because they all have a flask, a fifth of whiskey in their back pocket.
No, because it's the 5th of July.
Oh, well, that's very different. So they're still recovering from the 4th.
Yes, something like that, unless they didn't celebrate the 4th, but... Anyway, y'all are wishing us good morning today. Y'all, that was old Stink Pot there at the very beginning. And y'all, then those enormous boys, y'all, they were late. They're late getting out there, July, a little show. And you know, it's a thousand excuses why it's late.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And y'all, then there at the end, it's,
yes, Big Fatty, that one was my favorite.
Yes, that was, Jenny, Ron, and he wished me and Poodle a good morning.
Yes, Big Fatty, I just love it when that happens.
And y'all, to be up front, I'm recording this before really. It's early afternoon on the 4th, so not a lot has happened. But I got a few things that I want to talk about today, and might interest you and might not.
Yes, Big Fatty.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo are asking you to stay in the train.
Music, it's true. We need that after a day of celebrating. It's true.
y'all, I recorded a little early yesterday. So, anyway, the Nip stopped by and we had a little chat. And then later on, y'all, listened to the LFC, and y'all, let me just see if I still got that Twitty, not a Twitty, that Textimonium. No, I threw it away. Y'all, by the way, Textimoniums, y'all, got one on Monday morning, from Terminally Single Tim, And he says, "A Big Fatty, please send thoughts and prayers. I'm in El Hospitalo, which is Mexican for El Hospitalo, getting a 13-millimeter kidney stone removed." Y'all know, that's pretty big. And I said, "Well, please keep me informed, y'all. I'm happy to report that he was home and resting. Everything went great. And he hopes that he makes the BFO medical emergency report." Big Fatty, you didn't even play the music. Well, I guess I could play it now. Big Fatty, it's already lost its effectiveness. All right. Well, anyway, sorry, Tim, but I'm glad you're on the mend, as they say. But y'all, the NIP sent a message to me and Veda. Is just I don't remember the word he used, but anyway, he was taking exception to the way Veda was describing the dinner and his behavior at the dinner and all this kind of stuff. You know, y'all, it's all in fun. All right. So, you know, you can't get your feathers ruffled, Fatty. But anyway, y'all then, after the NIP left, y'all, Durwood stopped by. Y'all, I had asked him on a fright night if he would mind stopping by and shaving the old noggin. And y'all, he was kind enough to do that. Y'all, he also was kind enough to make a gigantic margarita for himself. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, I know that relieves your mind to finally begin to get rid of that margarita mix. It's true. Y'all, he pours the extra tequila in there. Y'all, it literally, Big Fatty is like, wow. But anyway, he enjoyed it and invited me to go to supper. But y'all, I had already eaten earlier in the afternoon, and y'all, I just wasn't hungry. And he had other things to do and all too, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But anyway, y'all sat down and watched the news and the Jeopardy. Y'all, that Ken Jennings is back. You know, there had been a rumor. Well, it wasn't a rumor. It was a known fact that Mayim Bialik, she was supposed to do the rest of the, or the second half of the season. And y'all, since they had that writer's strike going on, she told the Jeopardy folks that in support of the striking writers, she would not be hosting for the end of the season. And that Ken Jennings says, "Well, I'll come back and do it." Yes, Big Fatty, shekels in the pocket. And so I don't know how there's can't be more than a couple of weeks left in the season, but we'll see. But the rest of it's going to be Ken Jennings. And y'all, then I started watching, you know, the Antiques Roadshow. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. The old people love it. And y'all, Mr. Tim Kumal and Ron Prada Soho, y'all, they gave me a call, offered their condolences about my friend Jerry, and we chatted just a little bit. You know, Mr. Tim Kumal just retired at the end of, when was it, the end of April? And so, y'all, he's been retired a couple of months, and y'all, he's staying healthy. He's got him an exercise bicycle. Oh, Big Fatty, just like old Crooked Hat. Well, no, Mittens has the exercise bike. Crooked Hat has the I don't know what it is, but it's broken, and he's too scared to get on the phone to call about it. Y'all, by the way, are you listening to the Crooked Hat Show this week? Y'all, is that Daniel Bieber? That Daniel Bieber is hosting this week, and y'all, I wish he would just do the little show in that Joe Batant's Crooked Hat voice, but it hadn't happened yet. But we still got a week. Excuse me, and y'all, after I finished talking to Mr. Tim Kumal, I finished watching the road show, and y'all, I had taken the go-to-bed pills, y'all, and y'all, with the heat and everything, it just takes it out of me. And so, y'all, I got in the bed, and y'all, I think I was sound asleep by 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and and that was just fine with me. Y'all woke up about 6:45 on the Independence Day. Yes, Big Fatty had your depends on. Got up, read the paper, had my coffee, had an English muffin for my brofkas, did all my puzzles, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, y'all. It was already hot, and the humidity was up, but I finished my half a walk through Fat Acres and all, and came in. Y'all, I needed to come in. I needed to cool down. And y'all, a little tip. Yes, Big Fatty, just the tip. For those of you that get out and exercise, unlike that Taylor the Latte Boy, y'all have been monitoring his Apple clock. And I had to give him the... I'm not seeing that exercise ring move, warning. And he's responded that he'll get on it. And but y'all, a tip, if you're walking outside, as soon as you come in, take off your shoes and your socks. Because, you know, a lot of your heat exits your body through your head and your feet. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, you'll cool down much quicker. And so, y'all, I did that, and y'all, the Price is Right at Night was new on Monday night, and y'all, I didn't realize it, but the VRC recorded it, so y'all, I watched that while I was cooling down, had a little something to eat, and y'all, then the regular Price is Right came on, and they were having a 4th of July special. It was from a couple of years ago, but y'all, I didn't remember it, and you know, it's Armed Forces, Active Duty Armed Forces folks that were competing. So y'all, I decided I would just do a nipple walk inside the villa while that was on. So y'all, I walked the whole hour inside the villa. Just y'all, it's kind of like a figure eight around the dining room table, and then back out in the living room out towards the TV machine, and then come back up close to the set tee, as my father would call it, and then back into the dining room. Just y'all, figure eights for an hour, and y'all, it's cool, and it was lovely. It was just lovely, and y'all, then I got myself a chair, and now I'm sitting down here to record the little show. But y'all, before I finish up telling about my day, there was something in the villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. Make a wish, wish it in a dream. Wish it in your heart. Send your wish will come true. Yeah, I got you, y'all. It is a package from Randy. Randy from the Penis Slivania. You know, he's the number 3 fan of the BFO for 2023. And from Shy Tom, who's not so shy. And y'all, I'm just going to open it up here and see what we got. The skull must have assisted in taping that up. But anyway, y'all, it's not going to be easy to open this. No, Big Fatty, they don't want you to open it. Well, I'm going to have to get the scissors, I think. Here we go. I am going to get the scissors, and we're going to open this up. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, the Grin Doctor's been going crazy. Just crazy. Yes, Big Fatty, they're all showing their independence. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is a fatty. Big Fatty, it's a fatty jalapeno smoked meat stick. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And y'all, it's made by Sweetwood. Big Fatty. Freddy even vulgar. And y'all, there's a note in here. And it's a Brick Freddy. We miss you and thought of you when we saw this at the stove. Enjoy a big fatty on us and don't make a mess. With love, Randy and Shy Tom. All the way from the penis Livania. Well, Randy and Shy Tom, thank you so much for the big fatty. And y'all, I'll put a picture. I'll put a picture of it on the www. But y'all, yes, big fatty, a big old piece of meat in your mouth. What other way to celebrate the 4th of July? But y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, big fatty. What's on your mind, Big Fatty?
Yes, it's that time to find out what's on Big Fatty's mind. And now here's Big Fatty.
Y'all, a couple of things that are on Big Fatty's mind today. Y'all, the old gal on Independence Day morning posted is a picture of an American Eagle kind of looking down, and it says, I feel very strongly that once again, we don't deserve a celebration today. We have become a nation of haters and herders, of violence and avarice, a nation willing to trample its weak and needy, a nation that has closed its eyes and heart to any and all who differ from the majority. A nation where education is demonized and ignorance is used as a tool by the powerful. A nation whose laws allow the slaughter of school children. A nation that glorifies con men and exalts grifters. We have lost our way, and until we find it again, I do not see cause for any kind of celebration. And now, y'all, I get it. I get it. And, yes, all of those things are true, except it's not the entire nation. And, y'all, we have to do what we can to make sure it doesn't become the entire nation. And, y'all, I do believe, and I know this is going to sound Pollyanna, I do believe that kindness and good people will prevail. Yes, it's there are times that are not the best for this nation, but y'all, it will get better as far as Big Fatty is concerned. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, one last thing. This is just a personal thing that has touched Big Fatty. Y'all, growing up in Hatlanta, there was a children's program that came on called the Popeye Club. And y'all, it was hosted by this man, and his name was Officer Don. And Officer Don was had on a City of Atlanta police shirt, and y'all, he would introduce the cartoons, and there'd be some, you know, there'd be an audience of the children. Oh dear God, the audience of the children there, and they'd watch the cartoons, and there was a puppet, Wilbur the Dragon, that would come out and chat with him. And y'all, it was on for many, 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 many years, and I don't know how many people from my era in the Hatlanta area remember that, but Officer Don died recently. It's just last week, and y'all, it just took me back. Y'all, Big Fatty was on the Officer Don Popeye Club show, and y'all, if it was your if you went on when it was your birthday, and if you got a goodie bag. And y'all, the thing I wanted in the goodie bag was the back teen. Big Fatty, you silly! Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely day. And Daniel?
I got these blue lights out in my bushes. I'm just going to keep them for, because they look very patriotic. I'm just going to keep them out there so I can have them for all these holidays.
Oh, yes. Did you see the picture of them that Big Fatty posted yesterday? It's lovely.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331.
Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.